dat Jut 6 onderhouden. Moshe Nimtzu Ben Ashkolim Unadova. You found money lying between the two pushkas, the one that was for Shkolin and the ones for Nadova. So the Gemara doesn't explain how's that possible. They were in a line, then the Shkolin was the first one, the Nadova was from the last six. They weren't even next to each other. So Karav the Shkolin, and the Gemara doesn't explain, they were in a circle. So the last one was next to the first one. So if it's closer to Shkolin, Yiplu the Shkolin. Then we assume that it came from the Shkolin, based on the parish of Egla Rufa, that you measure to the closest city and assume that the murderer came from the closest city. Same thing over here, we assume that the money came from the closest pushka. Karav l'nedava, yiplu l'nedava. If it's closer to the Nedava pushka, then you assume that it came from the Nedava. Nechtzel l'nechtzel, what is exactly in between, yiplu l'nedava. Then it goes for Nedava, because the Gemara will explain why it's a chumrah to go to Nedava, which is kulo olos, rather than going to Shkolim, which goes for Shlomim, and which goes for Chatas, and Asham also. But the Gemara will explain another reason why Nedava is more chumrah than Shkolim. Bein Eitzim l'Lavona, Karov l'Eitzim, Yiplu l'Eitzim, l'Lavona, Yiplu l'Lavona. It's between the two pushkas of Eitzim and Lavona, so it's closer to one, goes to that one. Closer to the other one, it goes to the other one. Mechzel and Mechzel, Lavona. It's exactly half and half, it goes to Lavona, and the Gemara discussed why. Then Kinim Lagozli Ola, same thing goes between Kinim and Gozli Ola. Karv Lakinim, Yipla Lakinim. Karv Lagozli Ola, Yipla Gozli Ola. Mechzel and Mechzel, Yipla Gozli Ola. It's exactly in between, then you assume that it came from the Gozli Ola. Bein chulin l'maisa sheni. Now a new thing, not the shofris. You have money, you have two pushkas. One has chulin in it, and one has maisa sheni. Kar of the chulin, you blew chulin. If it's closer to the chulin one, you assume it came from there. L'maisa sheni, you blew l'maisa sheni. Mechza l'mechza, you blew l'maisa sheni. And if it's exactly half, you give it to the maisa sheni and assume that it's maisa sheni. Zeh klal hokenach rakar of the hakel, mechza mechza l'hachmer. If it's closer to one, you go or according to that one, even if it's kula. And if it's exactly even, you always go to chumra. See, it's talking chavitzin. Moshe nimsu yiplu shkolim debosser korav azlina. You go after the closer one. Like we said, we learned that from the parish of Egla Rufa, that you go after korav. When the dove of mfarish bigmara lilavona de lavona atzma korban the etzim machshire korban. So he explains why the lavona is a korban itself. And the Eitzim are only a machshir to the korban, so better to give it to Lavona. That's more chomer than the Eitzim. Okay. They ask over here, Lechara, the halacha is machlokis, where the rov and korov. If one is rov and one is closer, which one do you go baser? So if man yomer holds rov and korov, you go after the korov. And one holds, you go after the rov. According to the one who goes after the rov, why don't we see which one has more money in it? And what's it called? And go after the one that has more money. For instance, between two of them, Shkolim and Nedava. But the Shkolim has a lot more money in it than the Nedava. So even though it's closer to the Nedava, but the Shkolim is Rov. So why don't we go after the majority rather than the Karov? So the Rav says that in that situation, it has to be, according to that opinion, it's talking where they're exactly even. In other words, there's no Rov over here. There's the same amount in both things. They bring a raya from here. There's a machlokas achronim in a case of rov. What exactly constitutes the rov? The Gemara gives a classical case of 10 butcher shops, 9 sell treif and 1 sells kosher, or the opposite, 9 sell kosher and 1 sells treif, and you find meat, so you go after the rov. You assume that it came from the majority. So what would be if in those 9 butcher shops that sell kosher, which is now the rove butcher shops, there's not as much meat as there is in that one gigantic non-kosher butcher shop. There's more meat that's non-kosher, but more butcher shops that are kosher. Do you go after the individual butcher shops, or do you go after the where there's rove of meat? Right? Rove basar or rove chanuyos? That's the machlokas. So you say over here, what we just said seems to prove that you go after what's it called, not rov chanuyos, but rov basar. Chachma Sodom brings a proof from here. Why? Because there were 6 pushkas of Nedava. right? There was only one of shkolim. Even if you'll say that there was the exact same amount, right, in all the pushkas, that there was in more pushkas. So obviously, we're going after how much total money there was, not how much stores there were. Because, what's it called? Because here we have the idea of 6 to 1, if you look at pushkas, but possible that they have the same amount of money. So since they have to say that Shlokim had the same amount of money, but it's impossible the same amount of pushkas, obviously it's the amount of money similar to the amount of meat, not the amount of stores. So he says no raya from here. Because over here, Yumaisa, it's not the money didn't fall out of the pushka. It fell from somebody who was putting it into the pushka. So here we don't care how many pushkas there were, right? Over there, somebody took the money out of the butcher shop, one of the butcher shops, and lost it. So there's 6 chances, or 9 chances for this kind of butcher shop and 1 chance for this kind of butcher shop. But nobody took the money out of the pushka over here. The problem is if somebody put it into the pushka, it fell. That's the question. The question is, which pushka did it fall into? So there's no nafkamina that there's 6 pushkas, because the same amount of people. So here the thing is the amount of money, which would mean the people that fell from, not the pushkas themselves. Okay. Gemara. Lo utzrichu de lo bein shkolim lekinin. Right? How's it possible that it fell between, what's it called? It should have said between shkolim and kinin. Those are the two that were next to each other. The first one was shkolim, the next one was kinin. But Nedava wasn't until much later than the last 6. They weren't anywhere near the shkolim. Sort of oven, b'shem Rapinchas k'min buchlayer. He has a different gear, so, but the same idea. It was in a circle. Since it was in a circle, the last one was next to the first one. How you asuyin? See the takman chadatin. Lo tzricha de lo kushahi, the parech. V'chili hoyit tzorech v'misne ben shkolim l'kinim. What it should have said, if it wanted to say that there was money found between the two that were close to each other, it should have said shkolim and kinim. Shayu smuchim zelazek. It is not b'perek v'av masis and hey. The shofar nedava hayabasov. The nedavas were the 6 last ones. They weren't anywhere near the shkolim. Kuvlayim, that's his girsa, not buchliar, but kuvlayim. Mishani de be eagle hayinusov. They're put in a circle. Vahayu ashkolim shmuchim nedava mitzarechot. So the last one was closest to the first one. Okay, let's go on. Mechza mechza yiplu nedava. Is the boy Meimar? Some say the reason that Nedava is more chomor than Shkolim is because we're afraid that it won't be used for the Korbanos, because there'll be what's it called, too much money, and it'll go to Shiore Halishka, which is used for building the city, the walls, or whatever, like we learned before. So therefore, better to give it to Nedava, which goes totally to Korbanos. That's why, if it's a Sothic, give it to the Nedava, that's more Kodesh than Shkolim, even though that also goes for Korbanos, but sometimes it doesn't go for Korbanos if it's left over. Is the boy Meimar Mechza Meimar Mechza Kemisha Meis? And some say that the case where you have money that was found, that it's halfway, you don't know where it came from, it has the same din as somebody who, what's it called, separated his shekel and died before it was given. So there also it goes to the Nedava. That's halach. Om Rabbi Yossi, Adonah Tamon, and what is this case of mace? So we had this before. Rabbi Yossi said, when I was in Bavel, right, Shami is Kal Rav Yehuda Shoel Shmuel. I heard Rabbi Yehuda asking Shmuel, Hifrish Shiklo, person was Mafrish Shekel, or mace, and he died. Om Ralei Yiplu L'Nedava. So Shmuel told him, it goes L'Nedava. Right? So same, and the same thing over here, right, since we don't know what to do with it, same thing over here, the guy died, so you can't give it into Shkolim anymore, so it goes to the Nedava. Same thing over here, we don't know which shekel this is, goes to the Nedava. Asiris ha'efa shalom, Asiris ha'efa of a Kohen Gadol every day, or the Kohen Hedyot, who brings it when he is consecrated, right, and he died, what's left over, he separated money to bring his Asiris ha'efa, and there's money left over. What do you do with that leftover money? You can't bring another Asir Seif, because every day's carbon is different. Yeah, you can't bring the money from today's carbon for tomorrow's carbon. And so what do you do with the money? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Yolichim Liyam HaMelech. There's nothing you can do with it, you have to destroy it. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yipul Nadava. Rabbi Lezer says that it goes Nadava. This is all the things that Shmuel, that said, that Rabbi Yossi heard in before he came, what's it called, to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the Kash of Yeshchatas Kreva Ola. The Chora, let's see if we can answer here. Some say the reason it goes to Nedava and not to Shkalim, because if it's going to be left over from the Lishka, from the Shkalim, it's not going to be brought for Korbanos at all. So for fear that it's not going to be used for Korbanos, you give it to Nedava, where for sure it's going to be used for an Ola. This one also has no owner because we don't know who owns it. Kemo b'meis, if a meis dinan diyipul nedava kedam rabbi samach. Hifrish shiklo parishno perik beis. I'll explain this in perik beis. Okay, the Gemara says navakasha yesh chatos il nimtza ben kinim legozli olapar. Now the Gemara is asking a question on another case, the case where we find the money between kinim and gozli ola. So we're not sure now if this is an ola or a chatos. So we say, we give it, what's it called, Iktani Masnis, and Yiplu goes the Ola. Right? Aiba Haba Kinan Havi Echot Chatos, maybe it's a Chatos, and you're now bringing a Chatos as an Ola. How's that possible? Right? Because we don't know what it is. So Misafik, how could you bring it as an Ola? The Kesh Chatos crave Ola? Chizkiya, or the Rebbe, Beshem, Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, Tanai Bezdenu. It's a Tanai Bezdin. That when people give the money, Bezdin makes a Tanai that in case it gets lost, like this, and you don't know what it is, that the Kedusha never was Chal on it for a Chatos, and therefore it could be worse and older. Al Hamosros, Sheikrivu Olos, that anything that's left over, or in this kind of case where it's lost and you don't know what it is, Bezdin made a Tanai that the Kedusha shouldn't be Chal on it until the last minute, and therefore, if it's lost, it never was kodesh for a chatos, and it becomes an ola. The Gemara says, very nice, but ha'isha zos b'mahi miskaperes. L'maisa, let's say it was a chatos. So this woman needed a chatos to be able to eat kodesh. And now we're bringing her chatos as an ola. It's very nice that you can do that, but she never brought her chatos. So how does she eat kodesh? Right? On the side that we're making a mistake, that we're giving it to the ola, but really is a chatos, then it comes out, this woman never brought her chatos. Omer Yitzchak, Tanai Bezdin, who there's also a Tanai Bezdin, Hamasapik is Akinim, who Masapik is Apsulos, the person who supplies the Kinim for the Beis Hamikdash, the supplier. He had a responsibility that for any things that were lost like this, where there was a chance that somebody didn't bring their Chatos, that he donated an extra one and it was brought as a Chatos. Suffik chatos, but suffik chatos of is okay to bring for the sake of the person, whoever it was. We don't know who it was, because we don't know who lost it. But whoever it was, the Kohen brings that korban for the sake of the person who lost it. You don't have to know the person, you bring it for the sake of that person, whoever it is. Okay, so the Tanai Basin Alam Mosros, the Hainu Kahai Gavnish, and it's also Alidation Evdu. They were left over because it was lost. The Efshalah Havdiyim Lidekinim. So you can't bring it as a chatos, because maybe it's not a chatos, maybe it's an ola. An ola can't bring it as a chatos. So havi like a mosher chatos. So it's like a leftover chatos. Because it's not the perik days of mosherim bedava. The hain olas l'keitzim is bad. So you bring it as an ola. Im kain t'nai basin shikavu olas levad, v'lo yavo zos l'chatos, v'ma mischaperis. So now the Gemara asks, that's very nice. But now that you're bringing it as an ola, the woman never had her chatos brought. So how is she able to ever eat kodesh? Shitzricha echo the chapara, luachatas. The kan lo yakrivu ela olos. Sheinum the chapara. The hecha the kar of the gozli ola, nicha. Given the midarais, as lina basar karov, amrinum vadi shal gozli ola. The case where it's closer to the gozli ola, where we assume minat Torah that it belongs to there, is no problem. We say for sure it's an ola, and her chatas is still there and it was brought. But in the case of mechzah mechzah, we're only doing it misafik. We don't know where it belongs. So we're saying misafik, you can bring it as an ola because there's a din of moser chatos. But lemaisa, if in fact it was a chatos and we're bringing it as an ola, then she never was makar for chatos. So how could she eat kodesh misafik? Masha'en kein hoket amrina mishum chumra de sveika halo mishraper v'chatas. So where it says, no, ha-mesapik is hakinim, mesapik is ha-psuvos, v'yes ha-ovdos. Person who supplied the kinim, he accepted that if there would be lost ones or things like this, right, that he would supply something to take its place, and the kohanim would bring it as a suffik chatas ha-ov for the sake of whoever it belonged to. V'im kein, b'chai gavne, yaspik ha-mesapik l'hakriv chatas l'chaparosa. And there's another mandiyomer later on who says it's not the person who supplied them, but it comes from the tzibur. The tzibur supplies it, and you bring it as a suffik chatas ha-ov. What? No. So you can bring a chatas ha-ov ala suffik. So it's halacha. Misuffik, you're allowed to bring it. It's not considered chulin bazar. Okay. It's a special din by chatas ha-ov. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara says, Lo tzorcha delo ben ktoris le'etzim, right? L'chora, there's no such thing as ktoris. There was no pushka called ktoris. So in the Mishnah, it doesn't mention that. But there was a girsa that, what's the gross girsa? Lo tzorcha delo ben kinim le'etzim ben levona le'zov le'ktoris. Right, where the Girsa of the Mishnah, the Grah had, was Ben Kinim Le'etzim. Right? That's what's it called? That's what it says in the Mishnah. Yeah, that there's two of them. Kinim Le... No, there's no Kinim Le'etzim. And there's no, what's it called, there's nothing in the Mishnah about Zov, what's it called, Levon and Zov Le'kaporis. Those are the next two that are close to each other. The way the Grah learns, Takman Chadatin learns, we'll see, they learn that the question over here is, it should have said all the other cases. There are 13 shofars. So it should have mentioned some of the other ones too. It mentioned only some of them that are close to each other, what the halacha is. And it didn't only mention one, so we could say that it applies to all of them. It mentioned some, so why didn't it mention the other ones? According to others, the girsa is, that they had a girsa in the Mishnah, being ktores le'etzit. And there is no such thing as ktores. That's the Gemara's question. There was no ktoris. Right? There was no pushka for ktoris. So then the Gemara answers, no, it really should say bein levona lezov lekaporis. But that's not the gears of the Gra. Lo tzricha delo bein kinim v'chilo hayitzorek lemisnei benimtza bein kinim le'etzim v'chein bein levona lezov v'chashim asnisim v'shofros le'el. But why didn't it mention the other shofros that were close to each other? It's already mentioning the different possibilities. Mention all the possibilities. Kamash Malam, the carbon audit me ancient, the machshire carbon hay, right? But tell me also, oh, no, where are we? Right, he'll serve a misne, beninza ben kinim le ancient, the chain ben levona le zah, the chashma season, the shofar's leel, or meshani, tanina zehaklau. That's why it says in the end of the Mishnah, zehaklau, right? Whatever is closer to one, even Lakula, we go to that one. Whatever's middle, we go, what's it called, the Chumra. So the Klal takes care of all the other projects. Right, so that's where it answers. The Tanisa of the Sofa, Zaklal, Hokanach Rakoru, Nepsel Lahachmir, Zaklal, the Klal Madashir. Right, he's Kolel, all the things that were not mentioned are included in the Klal. And Bahadur Tani, Bein Meiser, why did it mention the case of Meiser and Chulin? Lashminan, the Lodomi Bishofros, the Lavdavka Bishofros, Elohu Adin Bialva. It's not only by these shofros, it's halachas like that, but any similar case, not to do with the Beis HaMikdash, not to do with the shofros, like Meisr and Chulin. Uve'elu Hashlosh and the Choshes, so why did it mention these three? Mention one and say Zahaklau. Why mention three of them? Kamash Malon, Taima. Each one, there was a Chiddush. Kedomar Bigmara, is the boy, the Chamin Kovlayer. One it mentioned to tell me that they were in a circle. And that Nedava and Shkalim were next to each other. Uva Lavona Kamashmon to the Korban Adit Me'etzim. By Lavona came to tell me that even though Eitzim is also a Korban, but it's not Mamisha Korban, it's Machshire Korban. And Lavona is a Korban itself. The Machshire Korban and Kamashmon the Eshchilik Beineim. Ukesugia de Leel. The Lokaman Diomer the Mishana also. Uva Gozli Ola Svarad Itnai Bezin. The Lo Porit Honey. Right, that's why this one had to be mentioned, because you had to know that in the end of tonight based, and that you can make a chatas at an ola. But the other ones are all the same. So the klal takes care of that. Okay, this is on the Mishnah. Moshe nimtzu lefnei sochrei behema in what's it called? La'olam meiser. In Yerushalayim, if you find money in front of cattle dealers, so all year round there's a din of meiser. Because most of the money in Yerushalayim that bought animals was for meiser. People brought their meiser sheni and bought animals to shecht and to eat. So the whole year round, the most of the money that's in Yerushalayim is used for meiser sheni, especially the money that was in front of what's it called, the cattle dealers. So any money found in front of cattle dealers is most meiser. And even though it could have fallen from the mocher, and now it's chulin because you gave him the meiser sheni, gave you the animal, and the kedusha transferred, right? But the Gemara will discuss that. Okay, but it's meiser. Ubaharabayis chulin. But if you find similar money on Harabayis, it's chulin. Why? Because Harabayis, they used to clean every day. So it was only that day's money. Right? It wasn't for the whole year. The only, what's it called? And therefore, it's probably chulin. But what's it called? Uv Yerushalayim b'shar kol yimos hashana chulin. Right? The, Yerushalayim, the other times of the year. Not in front of cattle dealers. Stop, you find money in Yerushalayim. So during the year it's chulin, because most money during the year is chulin. The Shas HaRegel is when people come up and they bring their Meiser Sheni money, usually around Yom Tov time, then Hakol Meiser, everything's Meiser. Not even what's in front of the animals, everything's Meiser. But because in Yerushalayim they don't clean the streets every day. So the money, you have to look at the total year. The total year is mostly what's it called, no, just the opposite. In Yerushalayim, they did clean the streets every day. So you look at that day. If it's Yom Tov, most of the money's Meiser. If it's during the year, they had to clean the streets already from Yom Tov money. So it's chulin. And Harabayis, they didn't clean the streets, because the wind took care of it on Harabayis. So since they didn't clean the streets, you look at the total of the whole year, so it's always chulin. There's more chulin on Harabayis, and even though you're not allowed to go up with your money bag onto Harabayis, you're allowed to bring money if it's concealed. Okay, Basar Shenimtza Ba'azorah. If you find meat in the Azorah, Eivorim Olos V'Chatichos Chatos. If they're cut into limbs, then it's probably for an Ola, because that's how they cut up the Ola. So it's probably Ola. If it's cut into little pieces for eating, then it's probably a Chatos, because it's meant for eating of the Kohan. V'Yerushalayim, if you find meat in Yerushalayim, Zivchei Shlamim, Zivchei Shlamim. Finding in Yerushalayim, most of the Karbanos, that meat of Karbanos that was in Yerushalayim was Shlamim, because the other ones they had to eat in the Azorah. Chatos, Ashram. So this was probably a Shlamim. But you can't eat it. Zevazet, Tubur, Tzuras, so they suspected maybe it became Pasul. You don't know when it was lost. Maybe already it's past the time of eating. So what you have to do is let it be Mu'ubur Tzura, let it go overnight, and then burn it. Nimtza B'Gvulin, if you found it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you don't know if it's kosher or not. Evarim Nevelos. Usually they cut up animals into limbs, it's because it was trade. They didn't bother to cut it for food, right? And they wanted to feed it to dogs. Dogs, you can feed a whole limb. So it's probably Nevela. The Chatichos Mutarsu, if it was cut up into pieces for eating, then it probably was kosher meat. Most people, what's it called, outside in Yerushalayim at least, were Jews. And it's talking with a row of Jews and a row of kosher meat. The time of Yom Tov, where there was a lot of animals being sold and a lot of meat being eaten, they didn't cut it up right away. They first butchered it into Evarim and then they cut it up. So even the Evarim you can assume was kosher, because most meat was kosher. Moshe nimtzu rov ochlei basar b'Yerushalayim kol hashana mimos meiser sheni. Most people in Yerushalayim, most money that was brought to Yerushalayim the whole year was from Meiser Sheni. Lefi shelohayu maspikim lechol kol mos Meiser Sheni shalem beregel. They didn't finish all their Meiser Sheni during Yom Tov, so they stayed over, or they left their children there to learn and use Meiser Sheni money. V'nos noson bnei ha'ir, or they gave it to the people who lived there. V'tovas hanah, they charged them just for the rights of having that money. V'hein ochel noson b'kdushasen, they would eat a b'kdusha. The Ikar Achilus most Meiser Shlamim Hayu. Most Meiser Sheni money went to buying Shlamim. Hayu Mithim Kedekhaim Menachos Perek Days. Hilkach Lochim Behem Behemus, and that's what they used to buy Behemus, make it a Shlamim, and that's what the Meiser Sheni money went to. The Chosman Sheish Lamos Meiser ain't a Motsi Mos Chulin. If you have Meiser Sheni money, you didn't use your own money, you used the Meiser Sheni money to buy Shlom. The Afagav Dikla name of Shema Miyada Mocher Naflu, Umos Chulin Hain, Sofik Yisur Lachumra. Even though it's possible that it fell already from the one who sold the animal, and now it's Chulin, Sofik Dereis Lachumra, and you assume that it's Meiser. There's more people buying than people buying animals than people selling. So there's more chance that the money fell from the buyers than the seller. And harabayis is always chulin. Even during yontif. Why? Even though in Yerushalayim most meiser are merubah during what's it called the regel, right? Mimos chulin, lo mislapkin luba meiser. You don't have any suffix that maybe it's meiser. Why? Dazlim basaruba the shasa. Because on harabayis you go after the whole year, and the whole year there's more chulin money than meiser money. The aminin lava in the nafal al kolam. We said it fell before, and they don't clean up the harabayis every day. So what's there could be there from 5 weeks ago, from 10 weeks ago. So you have everything goes into the suffix. In Yerushalayim, they used to clean the streets every day. And therefore, whatever's here today is from now. So if it's during Regel, most of the money is Meisher. If it's not during the Regel, most of the money is not Meisher. In Yerushalayim, B'shari Mos HaShana Chulin. The Rob Mos HaIr Chulin. B'shasa Regel Meisher. In the first time of the suffix. Matam b'shas haregel meiser v'lo amrinan kodem haregel naflu. Why do we say that b'shas haregel we assume it came from this time of year, and this time of year most of it's meiser, and we don't say, well, maybe it fell from before and take into consideration all the money from the whole year? Kin amrinan b'mson, just like we say by harabayis. We say harabayis, even if it's b'shas haregel, we assume that this money may have been here from 3 months ago when most of the money was chulin. So you look at all the money from the whole year, and most of the money during the year is chulin, so this is chulin. Why don't you say the same thing by Yerushalayim? Hoel v'shuke Yerushalayim asun l'shchabit b'chol yom. Because they used to clean the streets of Yerushalayim every day. Mitnei atid, because it was a lot of dust. The nofel kodem haregel have a mishtachi b'shas kibud. If it had fallen before yontif, before the what's it called, the shalosh regalim, you would have found it. So in monies that are found during the regal, probably fell during the regal, and then most money is meiser. If it fell during the year, probably it's chulin. But on harabayis, there's no raya from the fact that you found it today that it's from regal. Maybe it was from 5 weeks ago, and they don't clean this harabayis. Aval harabayis mitoshu meshupa the haruach mechabdaso meafaro. Since it's on a slant and there's high winds on harabayis, so the wind took care of the dust. So they didn't bother to clean the streets. So it's possible this money is from not Shas HaRegel. So then you have to put into the suffix the entire year. The entire year, most money is chulin. Another reason why they didn't clean the harabai is because people were not allowed to go up with their shoes and all their mud or whatever, so it didn't become that dirty. So it didn't need to be cleaned on a daily basis. Okay.